You had this huge campus for Ameristar. How big was it?
We had 980,000 square feet of plant space, and we had about 90 acres, but remember, most of that was Flamingo Trailer Park that's still in the flood zone today.
And then you built an education wing.
That's something I'm really proud of. We added to the initial building several times. This is on the northwest corner. It was right down from my offices. This was early 2000s. It's a huge classroom that could be cordoned off to make four classrooms. You could seat 120 people in there. Everybody could plug up their computer. We had it all rigged up. We had different cameras and TV screens. It was like a teaching facility at some university with some professor talking to 100 people. It wasn't just for our people, because Six Sigma taught me that we need to train everybody, even the guy making $10 an hour. Six Sigma teaches you to bring everybody to another level, and all boats will float. There's two great things that came out of that. The fence industry, they always tried to do well, but they had installation courses in Atlanta every year for 15, 20 years. Fence companies would send their fence builders down there for a week to 2 weeks, and it cost a lot of money, and there would be volunteers there that would teach you how to set fence, teach you how to stretch chain link or build montage or other products. I always thought, why in the hell is this in Atlanta? I've got an extra 80 acres here, bare land can't build on, but we can get out there and we can build fence. So I approached the AFA, which is American Fence Association. They were on some little university down there in Georgia. I said, you're paying them all this money. You can come here to Tulsa, and I will put on these training facilities, and I will pay these people. And yeah, it's going to cost me $150,000. There'd be generally 120, 140 people come to Tulsa. It made Tulsa world news about all these people coming to Tulsa. We put them up in a hotel, generally down 169. We set up all these areas out there, teach you how to set fence or stretch fence or install a gate operator, more technical stuff. And we just had a ball. First of all, I was a fence builder, so I got along with all these guys. They were there Monday through Friday. They left Friday evening. But in return, Friday morning from 7 to noon, I got them. And I took every one of those fence builders through our manufacturing facility. And first of all, we had a closed plant. Nobody got to go through the plant. But we took these people through, no cameras. I guarantee every one of those guys were friends of Ameristar forever. They never seen a manufacturing facility like that where their product is coming from. And it created a marriage and just lasts forever. We were always pretty darn good in marketing. But that's the best time and money we ever spent.
And you didn't know you were getting into marketing when you created that education facility.
Well,
I mean, unless you're more of a visionary than I thought you were.
Yeah, we were. The other thing, after Colonel Bonzel came to see us, we started educating people with Homeland Security. We had, I don't remember his name, the second behind the lady that was the head of Homeland Security for Bush. And we had a lot of high-level people from D.C. come to Tulsa for 2 days. What we did is we set up examples of our products in the new warehouse building. I had about 20,000 feet that was vacant. And we set up products just like at a convention or trade show. But we allowed other people to bring it in, too. It was kind of a little trade show to just government people, U.S. or state, and we would explain our product. Plus, we use that training facility to teach these people the difference in these products. Because at the time, I got into crash barrier products, and mine stopped the truck. Everything else out there didn't. I designed a crash barrier system that was incorporated into Impass or Montage. And I got it up to where I could stop a 15,000-pound truck going 50 miles an hour in 1 meter. Which is 37 inches. Boom. Colonel Bonzel liked that. I crashed 6-7 trucks before I got there. I hired an engineer in the very beginning, and we did this down at Texas A&M University. Texas A&M's got an abandoned Air Force airport that wasn't used, so we had a mile-long landing strip. That's where they do all the DOT testing for guardrails and different stuff. Well, they tested our fencing down there. Very first test, that truck came down through there and went through that fence like a knife full of butter and went to the next county. It's the way I put it. The only time I ever hired an engineer in my life, and I had to fire him right there. So I fired him, and through trial and error, we kept coming back, and we got a product. But that training facility.
That was, produced more revenue for you than you ever thought it would.
Yeah, I kept growing the business.
I have to laugh.
I had a lot of fun.
It's amazing. Yeah, it's amazing. Once you got on a roll, one thing led to another, and then ideas spawned, and it was good.